This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope all is well. Hope you are starting your day off right. Hope your week got started off right yesterday. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, late and early morning Uber drivers, and Lyft drivers, too. Got to show everybody some love. You know, can't act like I'm going one way or the other. You feel me? But hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my early gym goers as well, getting them good endorphins flowing early. And shout out to all my people that's listening in the bed right now, because I know there are some of you out there. But I appreciate you listening. That's okay. Shout out to my guy Max Van Auken holding it down behind the glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. We got a lot to get into this morning. The first thing I want to talk about is Grady Jarrett. He was on Good Morning Football. He's actually going to host on Good Morning Football this morning as well. And he was talking about Bijan. He talked about Drake London. He talked about his favorite stadiums that he wants to play in. So I'm going to let you hear that. But this all brings me to a conversation that I want to have. So, number one, let's hear Grady Jarrett talk about the player that veterans are going to have to look out for, specifically rookies. What rookies? He was asked what rookies that veterans are going to have to keep their eye on. And you already know what his answer was. Bijan Robinson.
My rookie pick, I mean, people may say I'm biased, whatever. Look, I am. My boy, I'm picking my guy Bijan Robinson. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he's going to have a really good rookie season for us. However it's going to look, I think it's going to be very, very productive. It's just, I mean, I'm just really glad he's my teammate, man. I think after watching some of his stuff at Texas and just the kind of athlete he is, I think he's going to have a really, really good rookie season. So I'm sticking with my guy, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited to see what he got in store for the league.
We all excited, Grady. Trust me, we're all excited to see what that man Bijan Robinson going to do, because we are all expecting special things from him. Now, next, he talked about what player could surprise some people this year. And you already know, he stuck with another teammate, Drake London.
For me, obviously, you know, I've been in the NFC South. I'm going to stay in the NFC South with it, too. But for me, I'm going to go Drake London.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Talk about the Falcons. You know, we run the ball. We drafted a running back. We do this. We do that. But let me tell you something. I watch this dude work, you know, day in and day out. And I think it's his time to shine, you know. And him and Desmond already got a great rapport. So I'm excited to see Drake London take this next step. You know, big Drake, man, we're going up top. You know how we say, man. So so I'm excited to see him. Man, he's a super tough dude, but he's super likable guy. But at the end of the day, he's a dog competitor. And I think Drake London going to surprise a lot of people.
So there you have it. Grady Jarrett talking about Bijan Robinson is going to be the rookie that veterans need to keep their eye on. And he says Drake London is the guy that could surprise some people this season. So, why are these cuts important? Well, I want to have the conversation of which side of the ball, offense or defense, needs to have a bigger year. Which side of the ball needs to break out more this season? Does the offense need to have a bigger year, or does the defense need to have a bigger year? Which one needs to perform more? Which side of the ball is there more pressure on, offense or defense? Because think about it. We've been hearing a lot about what this offense is going to be with Bijan Robinson, or at least what it can be with Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, Cordell Patterson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Mac Hollins, Jonnu Smith, Scotty Miller. Offensive line is supposed to be pretty good. Matthew Bergeron is supposed to help solidify that left guard position. We've heard a lot about what this offense can be as long as Desmond Ridder performs. So there's a lot of pressure on this offense. Not just Desmond Ridder, but this offense as a whole, because if Desmond Ridder can put it together, take care of the football, hit on a couple of shots downfield, this offense is supposed to be really, really good. Bijan's supposed to be really, really good right away, which I think he will be. Kyle Pitts supposed to come back, have a big season. Drake London with a full year of Desmond Ridder. We know how their rapport looked last year. Looked good. You heard Grady Jarrett there pick him to surprise some people this year. So there's pressure on this offense, but there's pressure on this defense too. We got all these free agents. Caden Ellis, Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree, David Onyemata, Jesse Bates, obviously. Then you still got A.J. Terrell. You traded for Jeff Okuda. Troy Anderson's supposed to really break out maybe in his second year. So you got pieces on defense through free agency. You drafted a lot of the guys you have on offense, and I really just want to know your take on who do you think, or what side of the ball do you think has more pressure on them to perform? Is there more pressure on the defense because of all the free agents they brought in and all the money they have spent on the defensive side of the football when it comes to getting free agents? You got a couple of draft picks over there, too. Arnold Ebiketie coming into his second year. You would like to see him break out. Still got Lorenzo Carter, who you brought back. D'Angelo Malone coming into his second year. You'd like to see him do some more things. But you spend a lot of money on the defensive side. But on the offensive side, you got a lot of draft picks who you're ready to see results from, i.e. Desmond Ridder, i.e. Kyle Pitts again, i.e. Drake London, Bijan, Tyler Algier. You want to see more from him. Kyle Pitts. So, which one do you think has more pressure? You can tweet at me at @_DylanMatthews. Heck, if you want to get in on the phone lines, I'll take your phone calls before we go to break. 404-726-0929. Which side of the ball has more pressure on them? That's the question. You can get in the phones here real quick. 404-726-0929. But I think the offense has the most pressure on them. I think we know this defense is still fairly young at its core. I mean, the offense is young at its core too, but there's so much talent on offense. And Arthur Smith, that's his MO. That's really the main thing. He's not a defensive-minded head coach. He's letting his guys handle that, his defensive guys handle that. But Arthur Smith was brought in to reestablish the run game, which so far he has. And I have no doubt of thinking that he won't continue to do that. But when we talk about if there's more pressure on offense or defense, it has to be offense. You have to see Desmond Ridder perform and perform well this season because he's been handed the keys. He's been named the starter. They've gone all in on Desmond Ridder this year. They've put every single piece around Desmond Ridder this year. They've given him everything he could possibly need. They've given him two running backs, three running backs if you count Cordarrelle Patterson, but I think he'll be catching more passes this year. And speaking of pass catchers, he's got plenty of those too. Cordarrelle Patterson will be catching plenty of footballs. Kyle Pitts should be catching plenty of footballs. Drake London, Jonnu Smith, Matt Collins, Scotty Miller. So you got plenty of pass catchers. You got plenty of guys to run the football. Your offensive line should be a lot better as well. So I think there's definitely more pressure on the offense because, again, that's Arthur Smith's side of the ball. That's the head coach's prowess when we talk about the offensive side of the football. Desmond Ridder. A lot has been made about Desmond Ridder. Is he or is he not going to be good? The pressure that's coming on Desmond Ridder really carries the offensive pressure alone, if you think about it. But there's other pressure there, too. I mean, Kyle Pitts, he has to be able to hopefully come back and perform coming off the injury. We'd like to see him get the yardage that he had in his rookie season, add to his touchdown total, be more of a red zone threat. So I think when you're talking about which side of the ball has more pressure on it to perform this season, I think it has to be the offense. But let me know what you think. 404-726-0929. Get a couple of phone calls in here quickly. We got DB on the line. He's wanting to get into the game. DB, good morning to you, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on, Dylan, man?
Not much, man. How you feeling?
Everything good, man. Just want to chime in. You know, I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one, Dylan.
Okay.
I think it's the defense by far, man. Just on the fact of not where the money has been spent and everything they put on the defense, but I just think for the overall culture change, I mean, we haven't had a good defense in ages and lifetimes.
Yeah.
I think we have to learn how to start finishing in the top half of the league in defense some type of way. I mean, we've seen the high power offenses. No, I'm saying we had the high power offenses. We've never had a formidable defense in Atlanta, and we have to change the culture of us just being a finesse team to a team that's solid on the defensive end. And, you know, I think that's one thing Arthur and Terry understand. Like, you know, with Arthur being a, you know, offensive line guy, you know, he understands the trenches. And if you want to be power on offense, you got to have power on defense.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
for sure.
I feel like that's the biggest thing that's wrong with the Falcons. We got to switch the culture of us just having high power offenses and no defense. Like, so I feel like it's definitely the pressure is on the defense this year because we got to step it up. We got to show that, you know, we can hold teams at pivotal points in the game.
No, that's a great point, DB, and I appreciate the phone call, man. And DB does make some really good points because you definitely spend a lot of money on the defensive side. So that's one reason that there's pressure because all the money you invested. Two, DB's right. You want to have a little bit of a culture change. You want to show teams that, hey, when you come in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you better bring your A game or not you might get shut out. Because when you talk about culture, like DB talked about, there is a sense, or maybe there has been a sense in years past, hopefully it doesn't happen this year, but that you're never out of a ball game when you play against the Atlanta Falcons. And we know why there's that stigma around the Falcons of you're never out of a ball game. We've seen what has happened as far as Falcons giving up big leads. I mean, there's memes about it. There's pictures about it. And I'm not going to go all the way into it. But you want to make sure you get rid of that stigma. You want to make sure you get rid of, like DB said, that culture of the opposing team is never out of it. The Falcons, you want to make sure when the Falcons have their foot on another team's neck, it stays there and they finish the job. They haven't been able to finish in recent years. And that's been a little bit of an issue for them. So I can definitely see there's an argument for the defense for sure. So the defense is not a bad answer. I just want to gauge what y'all think. And that's why I'm posing this question to y'all. Offense or defense is not a bad answer. Personally, I think it's the offense because not only have you invested a little bit of money into the offense, but you've drafted a lot of skill position players on the offense. And look, when you draft wrong, that sets you back. Free agents, spending money on free agents and maybe swinging and miss on free agents, that doesn't help, obviously. But when you draft incorrectly, we've seen how that can set you back. I mean, look at the draft picks we've swing and missed on, and that's put us back a little bit. Tack McKinley, Vic Beasley. I know we got a good solid year or two and a half out of Vic Beasley, but set us back. So there is something to be said about the offense and drafting guys so high where you drafted them. If they don't work out, that could really set you back. But there is also an argument for the defense. Okay, real quick before we go to break, let's get LeBron. He's calling in. LeBron, what's going on, man? Good morning to you.
Hey,
how you feeling?
Man. Good morning, Gorilla Dylan.
Yes, sir. What's going on with you, my brother?
I got to shout you out, man. Every time I listen to the radio station, man, you are that guy, bro.
I appreciate it, bro.
That's different, my guy.
I appreciate you.
But check this, man. I agree with you. We all know offense has always been the problem since Matt Ryan been here, bro. I mean, it's been plenty of games where it's been 4 minutes left in the game, and we can't even run out the damn clock, bro. We got 3 minutes.
It's happening.
We running dumb plays, bro. Come on, man.
You're right.
So it's going to put defense in a compromising position. NFL quarterbacks.
Yep.
When these boys earn their money, just like everybody has earned their money, and they're going to score with last minute drive.
That's right.
If you ask me, defense has really – everybody says defense is bad, but it's not that bad or never been that bad. It's been the offense. If y'all go back and look at games, man, even that situation you didn't talk about, if we had to score 3 more points,
right,
we would have been straight there, you know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's a good point.
So it's always offense with me, man. So they got to come out and blow cats out. They got to come out and blow somebody out, bro. We ain't blowing nobody out.
That's true.
You know, sometimes defense need that extra rest because they've been on the field all day because it's three and out. So, you know, I agree with you, my guy. It's offense, but at the end of the day, hey, go Falcons and stay hot, Braves. You feel me?
Yes, sir. That's it, LeBron.
Have a great day, my guy.
Appreciate you. Yes, sir. LeBron, appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day to you too as well. And he does make a good point, you know, and I think we saw it last year kind of develop. The Falcons be able to possess the ball and really control possession. I think they'll do an even better job of that this season. So we'll see. Hey, I like this conversation. We can keep it going. Which side of the ball has more pressure, offense or defense? Let me know. 404-726-0929. We'll continue to take your calls on that. And also, we'll go around the A because there is a hometown kid living out a dream. We'll talk about it next. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. we have to talk about what's going on in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. Not only because stuff is going on actually in the state of Georgia and in the city of Atlanta, but we got people around the country representing us and representing us well. So without further ado, let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
We have to start Around the A off by talking about one Christopher Eubanks. He is headed to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon after his big win yesterday, taking down the number 5 seed. And that was his first win against a top 10 player ever. So, I mean, really just amazing stuff going on in Wimbledon for Christopher Eubanks. If you don't know anything about Eubanks' background, he was an All-American tennis player at Georgia Tech, obviously a Georgia native. So just seeing what he did yesterday, winning in 5 sets, I mean, it really is amazing stuff. So I just had to come on here, make sure I gave him a shout-out, and he's the only American remaining in Wimbledon. He's going to play again tomorrow. He's also the third Black American man to reach the quarterfinals at Wimbledon since the start of the Open era in 1968. He joins Arthur Ashe, who did it 3 times, and Malvi Washington, who did it in 1996. And again, like I said, this was his first ever win over an ATP top 10 player. So Christopher Eubanks out here doing the dang thing. And you can just tell he's so excited. And he got the victory over, not even sure how to say. I heard, you know, the crazy thing is I heard Sandra say his name yesterday, the dude Christopher Eubanks beat, and I can't remember how he said it. It's like Topasis or something like that. That's probably dead wrong, but honestly, I can't remember. So I'm just going to stop trying to say his name now. But after the match yesterday, said he felt like he was living a dream, which, again, love to see hometown people living their dream, especially ones that come out of your city, your state. That's great stuff there by Christopher Eubanks. So I had to come on here, give him a shout-out. Hopefully, again, he keeps on going, and the story is still in the making, and it's not going to end here. It's not going to end on Wednesday in the quarterfinal. Hopefully, he can keep it pushing. So we are all rooting for Christopher Eubanks, not only in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia, but in all of America. We're rooting off for Christopher Eubanks, and hopefully he can keep advancing, and hey, maybe he can win the whole thing. So shout out to you, Christopher Eubanks, and hopefully you can keep winning and go as far as you can there in Wimbledon. Okay. Also, the Braves are well representing the city of Atlanta as they are in Seattle. We got our all-stars in Seattle: Ozzie Albies, Orlando Arcia, Ronald Acuna Jr. You saw Acuna and Arcia at the Home Run Derby last night as well, which Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won, if you did not know, after Julio Rodriguez went crazy. I mean, he had 41 in round 2. I was like, my goodness, he was going off. It was either round 1 or round 2. Actually, I think round 1 he hit. Yeah, it was round 1 because he got eliminated round 2. In round 1, he hit 41 home runs. But besides the point, Ronald Acuna Jr. and Orlando Arcia were taking on the Home Run Derby spectacle. But Ozzie Albies was out there as well before the derby got started. And he was being interviewed by MLB Network. And he was talking about how he didn't know, and I don't think anybody could have predicted, just how dangerous this Braves lineup could be in spring training. So he said, I didn't know it was going to be this dangerous. But once the season got started, I knew.
Not out of sprint training because everybody's starting to get ready, but more like when we were getting into starting of the season, you can see how, you know, everybody is hungry for the game, and in sprint training we work hard to be the best we can be on the field every single day in the season. So that's what's happening.
Everybody is rocking and rolling for the Braves, and that lineup didn't know it was going to be this dangerous at the beginning, but we all know now this is the most dangerous lineup in all of baseball. Ozzie also talked about the importance of Ron Washington. And I think this is important because we know how talented these players are. We know how much experience and how disciplined and how consistent these players are and how consistent they have been and how good they've been through the first half of the season. But we have to give credit to these coaches, too. And I know Brian Snicker gets credit. Ron Washington does get a lot of credit, too, as he rightfully deserves. But, you know, Rick Kranitz, Kevin Seitzer, they deserve credit as well. So we got to make sure we give the coaches and the Braves coaching staff as a whole their flowers as well, because they are a big part of this team's success. And Ozzie talked about Ron Washington specifically, and we know the work he does with the infield, working with them every day, working with Ozzie every day. I mean, we see their relationship. They're always funny in the dugout. But Ozzie talked about how Ron Washington is not only important to the infielders, but this entire team.
He always talk us into, you know, you got to have your mental preparation first before your physical preparation. So he always talked about your mindset needs to be there before your physical. So to me, Wash is everything to our whole team. You know, not just the infielders that you work with, but anybody, a pitcher, a hitter. You can always talk to him, and he always prepare us to be the best we can be.
It's so vital and so important, and it's such a luxury to have a guy like Ron Washington on the Braves staff. Obviously, he's been a manager in the big leagues, and just the leadership, the experience that he brings, the knowledge of the game of baseball that he brings to this Braves club and these Braves players, and the work that he puts in with these guys is nonstop. I mean, it's every single day before every single game, putting in work with Ozzie Albies, putting in work with Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Orlando Arcia, this whole club he's working with. And then you hear Ozzie say, too, it's not just the infielders. It's pitchers. It's everybody that he's working with and everybody he's having a big impact on. So it is so nice to have, obviously, a manager like Brian Snicker who doesn't get in the way too much and lets these players play. And it's nice to have a guy like Ron Washington who is just another leader, another great voice, another nice presence in the clubhouse, and just a guy who has been vital to the Braves' success these past few years. So glad Ozzie was able to give Ron Washington his flowers there. But we also got to give Ozzie his flowers as well. And I know we've praised him a lot on this station. And, you know, Ronald Acuña Jr. gets a lot of praise, as he rightfully should. I mean, as you might have saw yesterday, he has the highest selling jersey in Major League Baseball. And that's because he's exciting. He's fun. You can tell he's having fun out there. But Ozzie is that guy, too. And if you've ever heard Brian Snicker talk about Ozzie Albies, he just plays the game the right way. And Brian Snicker has said on multiple occasions, I wish I had nothing but Ozzie Albies on my team, because he knows the game is going to get played the right way. And Ozzie really faced some adversity last year, had an injury-riddled season last year, and he's come back and been an all-star this year. And he was asked about having to overcome those injuries last year and how he was able to come back and be an all-star this year.
Means a lot for me. You know, injury is the last thing you want it to happen. But, you know, in your career, sometimes things happen, and you mentally, you got to stay strong and stay positive. And that's what I did. And I told myself, when I'm back, I'm going to try to do as much as I can to stay healthy and play this game every day, because I love this game.
We know Ozzie is definitely a lover of the game, and it shows the way he performs, how he performs, the way he smiles and just looks like he's having fun out there with Orlando and Ronald and all the guys out there. He just looks like he's having fun day in and day out. So good stuff there from Ozzie Albies. And hopefully we see him do some good things in the All-Star game tomorrow. And speaking of which, the lineups are out, by the way. So I definitely want to go ahead and give you the starting lineups for both the American League and the National League. We'll start off with the American League first. Marcus Semien's going to lead off. He's with the Texas Rangers. Shohei Ohtani is going to hit second, obviously the designated hitter and pitcher for the Angels. Randy Arozarena, who was in the finals of the Home Run Derby last night, lost to Vladimir Guerrero Jr., though, the left fielder for the Tampa Bay Rays. Corey Seager, the shortstop from the Rangers, is hitting fourth. Yandy Diaz, the Rays first baseman, is hitting fifth. Adolis Garcia, the right fielder for the Rangers, hitting sixth. Austin Hayes, the center fielder out of Baltimore, hitting seventh. Josh Jung, the third baseman out of Texas, is hitting eighth. And two back-to-back Rangers. The Rangers got a lot of people in this lineup. My goodness, all their all-stars are practically starters. Jonah Heim, the catcher for the Rangers, hitting ninth. So you have one, two, three, four, five Rangers in this starting lineup. The second baseman, Marcus Semien. The shortstop, Corey Seager. The right fielder, Adolis Garcia, the third baseman, Josh Jung, and the catcher, Jonah Heim, all starting. My goodness, we talk about the Braves, and they're bringing all their players to the All-Star team. Texas did the same thing. Goodness. For the National League, Ronald Acuna Jr. is leading off, obviously playing right field. Former Brave and now Dodger, Freddie Freeman, hitting second, playing first base. Mookie Betts, the other Dodger, playing center field. And hitting third, J.D. Martinez, the third Dodger out of the group, the third and final Dodger out of the group, is the designated hitter hitting fourth. Nolan Arenado is playing third base and hitting fifth. Luis Arraez, the second baseman out of Miami, is hitting sixth. Sean Murphy, the catcher, is hitting seventh for the Braves and for the National League, I should say. Obviously, he plays for the Braves. And we got Corbin Carroll, the left fielder out of Arizona, hitting eighth. And Orlando Arcia, our guy, shortstop, hitting ninth for the National League. And I had the pitchers pulled up. I know Gerrit Cole is pitching for the American League. Zach Corbell, I believe his name is. Yes, Zach Corbell is pitching for the National League as well. So those are your lineups. The starting lineups for the American League and the National League, as the All-Star game is tonight. So make sure you check that out and see your Braves do the thing. Obviously, at some point, we will see Austin Riley as well. We'll see Matt Olson as well. We'll see Ozzy Albies. We won't see Bryce Elder or Spencer Strider pitch because they pitched the last two games in that Tampa Bay Rays series that closed out the first half. So they won't pitch, but they will be there taking it all in. So there you have it. All right. When we get back, I want to continue the conversation we were having about the Falcons. Which side of the ball has more pressure? The offense or the defense? I'll take your calls. 404-726-0929. If you want to get in the game, which side of the ball has more pressure on it to perform this season? Offense or the defense? I'll give you my thoughts, and I want yours as well. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you are doing well. Hope your Tuesday is getting off to a good start. Shout out to all my truck drivers, overnighters, third shifters, my late and early morning Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing. Shout out to all my people that's already at work, already clocked in, already on the way to work. And shout out to our people just chilling in the bed right now. But we were talking about this earlier, and I want to get back into it, and I want to take more of your calls if you have them. The question I have for you is, which side of the ball has more pressure to perform? The offense or the defense? 404-726-0929. That is the number if you want to get in the game. 404-726-0929. To me, it's the offense for a few reasons. Number one, I realize you spent a lot of money in free agency on the defense. However, it's a little bit easier to come back from bad free agent signings. However, we've seen it firsthand here in Atlanta with the Falcons. When you draft poorly, it can set you back for years. It can set you back for seasons. The Falcons are still looking for a pass rusher. Why is that? Because we missed on Tack McKinley. Because we missed on Vic Beasley. I know he had one good year, but it was still a miss. I'm sorry. So we're still looking for a pass rusher because we could not draft the right one. We've been looking for a left guard for a few seasons now because we could not draft the right one. Now, hopefully we have the right one now in Matthew Bergeron. I'm confident in Matthew Bergeron. But that left guard spot has been guys just coming through a turnstile up until this point, hopefully. So when you draft guys and you draft the wrong guys, it can set you back. Thank goodness we got quarterback right. Now, again, some of you may disagree with the whole Matt Ryan thing. He's the best player in franchise history. Him and Julio, they're right there. So at least the most important to this franchise. Without Matt Ryan, we don't have the stability that we did have over the 2010s this past decade, from 2008 to 2020, basically. So I think it's the offense. A lot of the guys on offense, you drafted. Drafted Desmond Ridder. We know about the pressure on him. Drafted Bijan Robinson. We know with the number 8 overall pick and where he was drafted, how vital it is for him to perform. Kyle Pitts, highest drafted tight end in the history of the NFL. There's pressure on him to come back and have the season closer to the season that he had his rookie year. Drake London, drafted him 8th overall. There's pressure on him. You have to prove that you got it right with Drake London, Desmond Ridder, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson. I think there's way more pressure on the offense. The defense, yes, you spent a lot of money. Yes, you still need a pass rush. Yes, you need to get rid of the stigma that the Falcons can't finish and the Falcons can't hold a lead. Yes, you want to get rid of that stigma, bring in a new culture, send a new message to the NFL that the Falcons aren't playing around on defense and we aren't just going to blow leads willy-nilly. But also, Arthur Smith's MO is offense. That's what he came here for, to reestablish a running game, which, again, he has done, to make the Falcons' offense explosive again, which I think he will do. But I think there's more pressure on the offense. All right, quickly, let's go out to the line, 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. Let's go to Ramil, who is out there in the ATL riding around. Ramil, what's going on with your brother, man?
Not much. What's up with you, bro?
No, sir, none much, man. How you doing?
All right. The pressure definitely on the offense. Like, you got a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back that would always draft in like the top 10.
Yep.
And supposedly Arthur Smith is supposed to be an offensive guru. So
yep.
The pressure is definitely. And then it's an offensive-driven league. So
yep.
It's always going to be on the offense. Like, they hardly play any defense in the league anyway. So. It's definitely an offense.
Absolutely, Ramil, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother. You have a great rest of your day. Ramil said it best. He said exactly what I've been saying. And he made another good point, too, that I ain't brought up. This league is now driven towards the offense. If you don't have a capable quarterback, you can't win in this league. And we know we're still waiting to see exactly what Desmond Ridder is. We're going to find out this year. So, pressure's on the offense, y'all. Simple as that. We have what? Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, 3 of our 11 starters on offense drafted in the top 10 and really in these past 3 years. Those are our first-round picks these past three seasons. So pressure's on the offense. More pressure, at least. There is pressure on the defense still. And you can make a good argument for the defense, but I think there's more pressure on the offense for sure. All right. When we get back, we're going to talk to the morning shift. Rob Tribble's filling in for Tiffany Blackman. We got Bo Morgan. We got Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for today's show. And we'll see how they're feeling here on a Tuesday morning right here. When we come back and close things out on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.